Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure, as always. You're going to be glad you did, because our buddy, our good buddy, Ivan Meisner, longtime member of our Brain Trust, is back with us. Ivan's the founder of and the chairman of an organization called Business Network International, BNI.com. It's an organization that's becoming more and more on the tips of the tongues of business leaders all around, not just in the United States, but all around the world. He's written many books, something under a couple of dozen books, which have sold something under a billion copies galactically. His new book is called The 29% Solution, and he's our good friend, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's always great to be on the show.
It's good to have you back, as always. One of the things that, Ivan, that the Obama campaign did for, I think, for a lot of people, is it demonstrated, it actually kind of gave a clinic on how to influence markets with the different kinds of communication technologies that we have. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I don't usually comment on politics. You know, my organization is non-political completely. Mm-hmm. We take no position on anything, but I was really amazed at the multi-touch marketing strategy that President-elect Obama and his team used to really steamroll the election. I think it was the first true 21st century presidential campaign.
And it plugged in, and because he did that, it really tapped into a generation of people that were already there. And it sort of scratched their itch exactly like they wanted it to be done, didn't it?
Absolutely. I think it was sort of a new millennium approach for the millennial crowd to a certain extent.
Give us some examples of what he did.
Well, it was a multimedia plan. It began with an online video. It announced.
Now, folks, let me stop you for a second, Ivan. Yeah. Folks, when you hear Ivan talking about these things, as we discuss this, don't think about what we're talking about as a presidential election. Think about replace the words, the individuals, and the strategy, not the strategies, but the specifics that we're using. Stick your company name in these examples, and think about how, when as Ivan talks about these things, how your company could do the same thing with your products and your brands. Now, Ivan, go ahead.
You got right to the heart of the issue, because that's what got me interested in this concept, was that what he did is what a lot of businesses can do. And it started with an online video announcing Obama's candidacy, but then they used Facebook and YouTube extensively.
Yeah.
There were
yeah.
thousands of videos up on YouTube about the Obama election.
Mm-hmm.
A social network was created for the Obama-Biden ticket, and supporters created their own websites that linked back to the campaign website. Emails and text messaging. Oh, my goodness, emails. I've got so many emails, and it's funny because I didn't put any of them in my spam filter. I wanted to see what was going on, and I got all kinds of emails, and I wasn't active on any of his websites,
mm-hmm.
and yet I got there was somebody who responded or put some comment on one of his websites about me.
Really?
Yeah, it was about networking, and so
uh-huh.
my name popped up, and so I happened to reply.
Uh-oh.
I got on the social
Uh-oh.
Network and replied. And when I replied, oh, my goodness, I must have gotten two or three emails at least a day. And then as the election started getting close, I was probably getting five or six emails
yeah.
from different people who supported Obama. And then I think that all of these things helped drive donations. I mean, donations came in droves. Across the nation, and it was mostly through the use of technology.
Mm-hmm. Credit card, people sending $20 a pop.
Right.
And credit cards, and which is another thing that a lot of young people can afford. They can't afford $1,000, but they can afford $20.
Right, and he had a lot of those, a lot of contributions at that level.
Yeah, and so you know, this was interesting. One of the things that was interesting was and I think it's important to point this out, Ivan. This is a little bit of a political statement, but not about parties, but about the process itself. And that is that, you know, Mr. McCain chose to go the public financed route, and Obama chose to go the private finance route, where the individuals can contribute. And because he leveraged technology, he raised a whole lot more money than the public money, the tax money, could afford Mr. McCain.
Yeah, absolutely.
And because he leveraged that technology. And it was just an example. And consequently, the public financing future is probably over. 22, we'll be right back. Stay with us. Barbara Lewis, ladies and gentlemen, bringing us back.
Hello, stranger.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate.
It seems so
and
it's
one of the greats, one of the classics. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Ivan Meisner is our guest, folks, our good friend and longtime member of our Brain Trust, chairman of BNI Business Network International, author of 29% Solution. Ivan, I prefer not to think of myself as old as much as a classic. What do you think? How do you think that? Can I pull that off?
Absolutely. You could pull it off better than I can. I'm just old.
Yeah. No, you're not. Hey, Ivan, you know, I was talking as we went to the break about the example of the public financing of elections going away because Barack Obama was so successful by using the private approach. And I think that's a tutorial for the rest of us. If you're still doing business in the 20th century way, you're going to get beaten by people who are doing business in the 21st century way with 21st century tools.
Yeah, I think this is a classic example of that. The campaign financing may be part of it, but from my perspective, it's the technology and the multi-touch marketing that the Obama-Biden ticket utilized.
You may have coined a new term, O-Biden. I like
O-Biden,
that.
O-Biden, yeah.
You know, Ivan, the thing that I tell people is it's okay to fall in love with what you do. You just can't fall in love with how you do it. I mean, networking is not new under the sun. Networking is as old as humanity is, but you're not promoting and helping people do a better job of networking using 20th century networking tactics. You're still, the fundamentals of networking hasn't changed, but the human thing, but the way you find people and meet people and stay connected and manage that information, that's changed, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has. Technology has flattened the communication hierarchy. It's enabled people to cut through layers and layers of other individuals and get right to the person that they're trying to talk to. I mean, I was involved in a lot of political campaigns in college and after college. And it was, you know, the communication trail, it was like a big pyramid, you know, from the top down. The top person said something that goes to somebody else, that goes to somebody else, that goes to somebody else. And with technology today, you know, the top individuals in an organization can get the communication out to the lower levels directly and quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in this campaign, technology was implemented with such an effective multi-touch methodology that the results were really amazing.
Well, and as we said, you know, folks, use that success that they had as a bellwether for your own business. If you're having difficulty competing today, maybe you need to look at your at how much of your approach is 20th century and how much of it needs to be updated to 21st century. What do you think, Ivan?
I agree completely. I think the campaign used multiple points of influence to pull people through the election, and it's a case study that that we entrepreneurs can draw from to market and promote our own businesses, and that's what got my interest in the technology he used.
Give us some examples of, you know, you talked about Facebook, YouTube. He raised money on some of those, but they also got constituents energized, and their constituents are no more than our customers who become cheerleaders for us, are they?
That's correct, and I think he did that most effectively through his social networks. That's an example of what I went to see. Most of your listeners probably know this, but you can set up Google alerts. If you're doing any PR or marketing, you do a Google alert on yourself. So I have a Google alert on myself and a Yahoo alert on myself so that whenever my name pops up on the internet, it generally will come up on one of those alerts. And my name popped up on a Google alert, and I clicked on it, and it took me to the Obama campaign social network, where people were doing exactly what you're talking about. They were you know, talking to each other about issues and about their position on the election, and my name popped up because of networking. And so I read it, and I replied. I you know, commented back on it. It was pretty innocuous. But as soon as I did that, boy, I was in their list, and I got contacted on a daily basis.
So that's the kind of thing that people should expect. If you manage it properly, if you participate appropriately, you should be able to make these kinds of connections. And therein puts you in line, connects you with the networking opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the social network side of it that I think he did really differently than anyone else. And at any point I could have opted out. They were pretty clear about being able to opt out of stuff. But I didn't, and I think that if businesses use the kind of technologies and the kind of strategies that he used, those people who are at all interested are going to really immerse and engage in their product or service.
And Ivan, it's come to be known as social networking, but I think that people like you and me are going to have to come up with another term for businesses.
Yep.
Something
I
like
agree.
business online networking, because the social part puts a lot of people off. It misdirects, I think, our intentions, and we need to come up with a term. Ivan, you and I need to do this,
let's do it together.
You need to call it business online networking, business networking, because very soon, Ivan, social networking is not going to be a fad. It's going to be part of our fabric of life, and business and that element in our marketplace will become a tool. Not a fad, not a novelty, as email and websites have become.
Yeah, well, how about online networking?
Exactly. All right, I like that. We come back. Ivan's going to talk to us about what his company is doing. You and I can learn from this, folks. Tin Till, stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 Till. Here's Joe Cocker to bring us back. Crazy, crazy English rocker. Mad Dog, actually. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Ivan Meisner is our guest, chairman and founder of BNI Business Network International. Nothing less than an amazing accomplishment, Ivan, that you've pulled off to creating a truly international organization dedicated to nothing but helping others. First, givers gain, as you say. I quote you on that all the time, by the way, Ivan. I tell every week, I say to somebody, Ivan Meisner says givers gain. That's such an incredible. I like little nuggets that doesn't take long to say, and it's completely intuitive, and people get it right away. And I like that. So Ivan, I want you to tell us. We're talking about social networking, folks, and we've been talking about the way the Obama campaign won the election, basically, by using 21st century tools and tactics. Ivan, what is your organization? Give us a tutorial about what BNI is doing to be successful, so we can use it in our businesses.
Well, we've been using in the last few years and developing multi-touch technologies or multi-touch approaches in technology to help connect, to touch clients and prospective clients of the organization. It all started with email. That was an amazing thing to go from. I don't know if you remember. I mean, I ran an organization with hundreds of people back then with fax machines trying to communicate with people on a regular basis, on a daily basis.
I remember the old drum fax machines. Remember that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, to be able to go to email from that was amazing, that we kind of take for granted now. But technologies like podcasts, recordings on the Internet, blogs, online newsletters, to be able to integrate those things with other things that I'm doing, columns that I write, articles that I write, radio shows like this, because what do you do with this radio show? You record it and archive
absolutely.
It. And where do you archive it?
And give it to you.
Absolutely, and you put it on the Internet. And so then what I get to do is cross lines back and forth, mm-hmm. so that on a podcast I can mention a radio interview. On an radio interview I can mention my blog. On a blog I can mention a column. Yeah. And so it's like this spider web.
But see, now one of the things I think, Ivan, you're not like the average bear out there in the marketplace. You're different. You're a celebrity. You're a personality. You've got a platform out there. Most small business owners don't think of themselves the way you are. And so what we've got to do, though, is we've got to take that kind of your experience, your examples, and put it on Main Street. And all these things that you're doing, just change the specifics over to your specifics.
Yeah, but you know what? You say I have a platform, but how did I get that platform? Well, I got that platform by doing these kinds of things.
Right, exactly. That's exactly. That's a good point.
You look at the growth of BNI. In our first 11 years, we opened 500 locations. In our second 11 years, we opened 5,000.
Right. Right. And of course, halfway through that, you also started doing my show too. That was.
You're absolutely right.
That was the other thing.
But that's part of the strategy, right?
That's right. That's right. I was one of your touch points.
You absolutely were a multiple touch point in and of yourself. Because seriously though, you've got the radio show, you've got the website, you also have AskJim.biz with the ask.
But the thing is that what you're saying is there are people in your circles, in your communities, in your networks. There are people like Ivan and I are to each other. There are people like that for you, and you've got to. And so what you got to do is you got to leverage it, and you got to share the leverage too, don't you? Isn't that a big deal?
Yeah. You have to leverage it and share the leveraging. You have to make this available to your clients, get this information out in multiple streams so that you can build a reputation, build credibility, and build your business.
I got a suggestion, Ivan. See what you think. If you are a little long in the tooth like me, if you've seen, you can remember the old drum fax machines and Underwood typewriters, find a young person under 30, probably under 25, and put them in charge of this part of your business. You will be amazed at how things will change. What do you think, Ivan?
Yeah, at least as an advisor, you definitely want that. I mean, not just a few years ago, I think I told you this once, Jim, my 17-year-old said to me, "Dad, you're not only not with it, you're not even near it."
Ooh, that's the unkindest cut of all. Hey, Ivan, give us a web.
And that's true when it comes to technology. You need to bring in the young people.
Not only do you not know anything, you don't even suspect anything. Give us the website, Ivan.
BNI.com. Pretty simple. BNI.com.
It's outstanding.
And you can get lots of information on the organization and my books there.
Wherever books are sold, his books are, and that website tells you wherever BNI is. Thanks, Ivan. We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.